In Sunday school this morning, Mr. O'Pager was in the adult class dealing with a bride for Isaac. And as I was sitting there, I had a different passage picked out for our call to worship today, but it reminded me of Galatians chapter 4, where we read beginning at verse 28, "Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he was born after the flesh, persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free." Isaac was the one that was promised by God. And the mother, of course, was Sarah. And the picture that's given to us here, that as believers in Christ, we are not children of the bondwoman. We are children of the free one. In other words, our link is to Abraham through Isaac, as children of the promise. And I couldn't help but think this morning, as Isaac was preparing to meet a girl he had never seen before, a girl that his father's servant was sent to fetch for him, what was going on in his mind? You could only think about that. Will she be like mom? Will she be a sweet young lady? What are her characteristics going to be? He completely trusted his father and his father's servant to bring home the right one. And this was a next link in the chain, or the picture that's given to us of Abraham. He was the son of promise, and through Isaac would come the Messiah. So this was an important decision, was it not? This bringing of a bride to Isaac. And pictured here for us is that we as believers in Christ are children of the free woman. In other words, we are part of the promise. And the promise is this, that all those who trust in Jesus Christ can be saved. That's how we enter into heaven. We don't get there because we have roots in a particular ethnic tribe. We don't get there because we're nice people. We get there on the merits of Jesus Christ alone. And we have to exercise faith. We have to believe that Jesus Christ is the one whom God sent. And so this morning on this Mother's Day, I ask this question, who is your mother? Is your mother the bondwoman? Or is your mother the free woman? The difference is between heaven and hell. Do you know Jesus Christ? And so I pray this morning that as we've come together to worship the Lord and sing hymns to His glory and praise, that you can sing knowing that you're a child of the free woman, that you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.